Welcome back to Mugs in the Morning, and now joining us in studio is Dan Phelps. He is a board member on the North Platte Airport Authority, and of course, we're talking Lee Bird Field and all the great stuff happening out there. Dan, welcome into the show.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
So, you got a lot of stuff going on. I mean, it's, you know, you go out to Lee Bird, the most obvious stuff is flights in and out. But there's a lot happening, isn't there?
There is a lot going on. You know, just visiting with our airport manager, Justin Gosnell. You know, in his tenure, even before he became manager, he cannot remember a time where we've had more projects, more construction activity out at the airport. And talking to the other board members that have been on there a while, they've said the same thing. This is just exciting for the airport, for our area. A lot of great things coming.
You and you're trying to get a contract to get back to some early morning flights. Some people prefer, you know, getting out there real early and taking off and getting out of town early. And you're working on that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's probably the biggest thing I get asked about by the general public. You know, where are we at on that early morning flight? It's called the Ron and Star flight. So the way it works is the airlines come in late in the evening. Sometimes it's 7 to 10 o'clock. That's called remain overnight. And they stay through the night. Then the next morning, it's usually about a 6 a.m. flight. It's called the star flight. Start the day outright is what the terminology they use. And then it takes off in the morning. Okay. And it's great because it links you up with Denver to get to connected, and you can go a lot of places really quickly. Unfortunately, we lost that flight last year, and we have been fighting to get it back. We have monthly meetings with the airlines. We are working with them to try to get back. They assure us that we are on the top of the list. We will be the next regional airport to get that flight back. The big thing, it was pilot shortage for a long time. The airlines have made great gains with pilots. They've got them hired. They're getting their hours in. So that's no longer the issue. Now the issue is airplanes. Air travel, we're getting close to being back to pre-COVID levels of air flight and air travel. So all those planes that they had mothballed, they're bringing them out of mothball, status. And they need parts now to get them all fixed back up and ready to go. There's lots of checks they have to do and everything. So they are getting airplanes back in service as fast as they can and trying to find parts. They said their parts inventory diminished greatly during COVID, and they're trying to get those stocked back
up. Give us an update on your terminal project.
Yeah, so the terminal, exciting things. We're finally starting to see some walls go up. All the concrete and infrastructure in the ground is done. They shut the dewatering wells off now. So now we've got some walls going up. The block walls are up and working on that. We're ahead of schedule by a little bit on construction. So we're very confident that we're going to meet our spring deadline next year of opening the new terminal. So we're going fast, and it's very exciting. We can't wait to get that open.
Okay. What about the parking situation?
Yeah, so parking's something I wanted to bring up to everybody. You know, we're coming into summer. This is our busiest travel time of the year. It'll be very similar to the traffic we see at Christmas time. So if you were flying in or out around Christmas or picking somebody up then, you noticed that we were running out of parking spots. Since the construction's moving along, we were able to open up 22 more spots over in front of kind of where the new terminal is going to be. Mm-hmm. So that'll help a little bit. But, we just ask everyone, be patient. Sometimes if the parking lot is completely full, you might have to kind of drive around a little bit till that next flight gets in and some of those folks get in their cars and go out. We're monitoring it very closely. We're working with everybody we can. We have kind of made a few adjustments with the 2-hour parking up front to try to help folks that are just picking up or, running into Einstein Bagel. And we have the 15-day parking in the main lot and over in front of the new terminal. Mm-hmm. And then we have our 30-day parking. So one thing I just want to remind everybody, too, is if you're going on one of those really long vacations and you're going to be gone for longer than 30 days, just let the airport authority know. Look at our website. I think there's a form on there you can fill out or just call. Because we do watch, how long vehicles have been there, and we'll accommodate you. That's not a problem.
Okay. Development going on with the air park, and give us the latest on that.
Yeah. So when I was in last time, we talked about the air park development, where we were at. At that time, we had entered into a contract with HDR Engineering to see what we needed to do to get the basically the entire air park out of the floodplain. So when I refer to the air park, so it's if you're standing at the airport terminal looking out where they load the planes and everything, it's the nice grass area between the Bravo taxiway and the river and then over to that first runway where it has the Delta taxiway. So there's roughly, I think it's 60 to 80 acres out there. About 28 of those acres are out of the floodplain already. So we don't have to worry about those. But the rest of it, we want to be able to open up. So if somebody wanted to come in and develop that for whatever reason, you know, a lot of examples we use is cargo. Maybe we could get a cargo carrier that wants to start using North Platte as a hub. So we started to work on, okay, how do we get these acres out of the floodplain? We have a levee system that's on the south side, goes basically from the Highway 30 bridge, wraps around to the back of the airport. Our thought was that all we had to do is get that certified and that would do that. Well, once we started the engineering process, we found out it's way more complicated than that. With the way our rivers are and our bridges in town, when we do flood, it actually, if we were to get one of those monster floods in a year, you know, like a 100 or 500 year flood, it'll actually flood around the north side, go over Highway 30, and then wrap up behind us to the east and then come back up into the airport.
Hmm.
So we've said, okay, well, that's not going to work. So now we've shifted our focus to, okay, what do we need to do on the property to get those out of the floodplain? So basically we're determining it'd be something like what Sustainable Beef did, where they brought in fill to build it up. We wouldn't need near as much. I think the most in some spots was 2 feet. So we're working on that process, you know, what it would take. So that way we know. So if we do have somebody, we can say, hey, here's what it's going to take to build in this area.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working on that. That now we'll have the next step will be we'll start to visit with the county commissioners, Inland Port Authority, the chamber, and the city, and we'll all start working together. You know, how do we start recruiting those type of folks? It's not outside the realm of possibility to have, you know, like a DHL or a FedEx want to build something like that here.
I would think that'd be natural. Yeah.
It'd be great. Yeah. You know, and with what the Inland Port is doing, I think it's a natural fit. So we're excited about that, and hopefully soon we're gonna start those talks and see what we can start to get out there.
Okay. Now you're applying new seal coat on the Bravo taxiway.
Yep. So the Bravo taxiway, that's the one just straight out. Again, if you're looking just straight to the south out of the terminal there, that was the old original one of the old original runways that was made into a taxiway. That's due for replacement. We have decided to wait on replacing, so we're going to just do a seal coat for now, get by for the next 3 to 5 years, and then we have it on our 5-year plan to have that fully replaced.
Okay. From storms last year, you had some significant damage to hangar doors and repairs ongoing on that?
Yep. We're finally seeing some activity on that. About 2 weeks ago, they started working on that. If you remember, we had that microburst that shot through North Platte. We got hit by that, and it actually ripped some doors off of hangars and really damaged things. I think we have, I believe it's 60 doors total. 45 of them are getting replaced with new doors. Insurance company came in and said, yeah, you've had enough damage, and all the other ones are actually getting some repairs as well. So it's a really slow process. These new doors, we're having to modify the structure to be able to hang the doors, but we're going to have a really nice product when we're done, and it'll look a lot different out there. And if you drive down Highway 30, you can see the work that's already started on some of those the west hangars, and all paid for by insurance, so some nice upgrades there as a result.
Okay. FAA is doing their annual inspections.
Yep, that actually starts today. Justin and all the guys are been preparing for that. Being a airport, we fall under a Part 139 jurisdiction, which basically means we have a commercial airline. So mm-hmm. we have an annual inspection process that we have to go through. We usually fare very well with that. And last year, I think we received an award, actually, for the most improved airport for the Part 139 inspection. So that was a nice recognition. We hope to continue on that.
Well, seems some golf courses are drawing in the jets into the airport too, and that's something that most people don't think about. That, but this Grable golf course is attracting some people that fly in on jets. Huh?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we knew this was coming. We got a little bit of a taste of it last year when they kind of did a soft opening at the end of the year. Grable Golf Course north of Maxwell opened last week, and opening day was they did it upright. We had a lot of airplanes out there, some large jets. We have, I think, Sandhills and Dismal River are going to be opening. I think it's this week or next week they're going to be opening back up. Mm-hmm. So we're expecting a very busy summer. Great collaboration between our fixed-based operator, Trigo Dugan, and our airport authority guys. You know, we have the construction going on with the new terminal, so it's created some challenges. But if you are a airplane junkie and you like spotting neat airplanes, swing out to the airport and take a peek. You're probably going to see some.
If there's any pro golfers on there, I'd like to meet them and get their autograph.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure there'd be a few of those for sure. Talk about FBO, fixed base operator, Trigo Dugan, is it?
Yep, Trigo Dugan is our fixed base operator. They've been operating there, I think it's over 45 years now, a long time. Mm-hmm. They came out with some neat programs this summer. You know, they're the ones out there fueling the airplanes, the jets. They're taking care of the folks in the private aviation world. Mm-hmm. A couple things they did this year, it was really exciting. They came out with a fuel program. So if you are a pilot or if you know pilots, you know, encourage them to stop through North Platte. It's a great place to stop and get fuel. They came out with a summer fuel program, $4.89 for 100 low lead. They're guaranteeing that's the lowest price in the area. I don't know how many miles, but they're being really aggressive trying to get folks to stop in this summer. They're going to do a lot of fun events. They're going to do a couple flying events, hamburger feeds, or they're going to do a pancake feed. Those are some neat things for pilots. And also they just hired a new AMP mechanic in their maintenance department here in North Platte. He started last week, so they're already off and up and running. Mm-hmm. Great addition, somebody we really needed, so that was exciting. Mm-hmm. So they're doing a great job, and a lot of neat things to come for the private aviation guys.
Well, one of the things that you offer is a business that just received a tourism award last week, Einstein Bagels. Are obviously serving the public well and getting a lot of attention, huh?
Yep, they're doing very well. We're very happy to have Amanda and David Hibner opening Einstein Bagels in the old terminal where the restaurant area is. Mm-hmm. They've got everything 100% operational now. They opened this winter, but the drive-thru is now open. They're doing the curbside delivery through the app. They'll do catering and all of that. So they're completely going. It's nice to have a restaurant again to where you can grab a bagel, a sandwich, coffee, you know, whatever you want before your flight or relax after
Absolutely.
Your flight.
Absolutely. People appreciate that. And then obviously a plan being worked up for when you transition to the new terminal, right?
Yep. So the restaurant will actually stay in where they're at now, but they are going to come to us in June. We'll have an area in the terminal in the lobby area. It'll be kind of a counter. It almost looks like what they have at Applebee's, a big square bar there. And they'll have something like that there. I don't know if it's going to be Einstein. They're coming to us in June with their plan on that. So we're excited to hear what they want to do there. And then on the secure side, after you go through security, Einstein is planning to have a kind of like a kiosk area, kind of serve yourself. So you could grab that wrap or bagel and then the coffee and drinks there also. So that'll be nice to have that on the secure side, especially if we have a delayed flight situation and you want to have another cup. So that'll be great.
You betcha. A lot of projects coming. Always things in the works to make their airport more amenable to people, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So our five-year plan, it's, you know, just a living document that we constantly are updating. It is loaded with projects. Very excited. You know, obviously the terminal project is the one that it's at top of mind right now. We're working on that. The Bravo taxi, we're going to do some things there. But some other, you know, future projects that we're working on and budgeting for, we're looking at building one or two large hangars out there that would be capable of housing these private jets. That's a great revenue source because a lot of those folks don't want them sitting outside, especially out here when our storms roll in.
If they could afford a private jet, they could afford a place to store it, can't
absolutely.
They?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. You know, and it gives us a spot, too, where if maintenance needs to be done on a plane and they need to do it there, we have that
sure.
as well. Those are some big ones. Our fuel farm, where we store the fuel and everything. The containment system's very good shape, but our tanks are starting to age, and it's time to start looking at replacing them. So we have that on the horizon. Parking lot expansion, we're definitely going to be working on that, and that might happen sooner than later because we're going to run out of parking really quick, and especially if we keep growing at the rate we are.
You know what they say, people complain about potholes and parking probably more than
yeah,
anything else,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. Yep, exactly. So we've got some things in the works there we're working on. And then, you know, some of the other projects are kind of, you know, regulatory things that we have to do. Mm-hmm. There's some, you know, lighting things. There's indicators when you're flying in that they call them a PAPI system. They're looking at replacing some of those. So those are all nice things. And you know, the great thing is all these improvements, just they'll enhance our airport so much more for private aviation and for commercial aviation. So it's an exciting time to be on the Airport Authority. It's an exciting time for North Platte and what we've got coming.
We've been hearing on a national level about the need to replace all the antiquated equipment. Is that something you think eventually is going to trickle down to these regional airports?
So what they're working on there, that is more on the air traffic control side. Okay. So we won't see anything really different specifically at our airport, but the pilots, when they're flying, that could look a lot different. You know, okay. right now it's very old technology. I'm a pilot myself, so you know, yep. when I'm flying from here to Denver or to Lincoln, you're talking to air traffic controllers and they manually switch you over to the next person as you fly out of that area. So they're looking at a more of an automated process. It'll be more computer generated to where it'll be safer. The system now will alert them if there's a problem, but I think it'll be more real time and much faster. And eliminate some possible human error. So we won't see much of that, but it'll just make air travel safer.
And of course, a reminder, the best thing about these regional airports, you don't have to deal with the traffic headaches and the parking headaches usually that you do at the bigger spaces, and you don't have far to walk, right?
Right.
From the terminal back to your car, right?
Yep. Well, it's like we say, why drive when you can fly?
Exactly. So. Well, Dan Phelps with the North Platte Airport Authority. He's on the board here, and he's been our guest this morning. We appreciate it, and I know it's going to be a busy season for you. We'll check in come this fall or getting ready for the fall and see. We'll get to hear about further down the road on the projects and what else you have coming up, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.